As reported, HDB resale prices have remained relatively flat over the past two quarters. Moving forward, I expect the HDB resale price index to continue to remain stagnant. Here, two key scenarios will likely unfold. Firstly, HDB MOP flats that have just reached their MOP will likely continue to hit the $1 million mark across Singapore, from Punggol to Tampines to even far-flung Sembawang. Please don't need to big hoo-ha over it. This may gradually become the new norm, as this newer flat come with longer remaining lease, better design, and highly convenient location within mature estates. Naturally, there will continue to be strong demand from singles, seniors, and even private property owners looking to right size into the heartland area. Secondly, older HDB flats are likely to face increasing headwind. This is especially true for flats with less than 50 years of lease remaining. Many potential buyers will be concerned about their exit strategy, especially if they can sell later even with a shorter lease. Nobody wants to be stuck, right? For some, the outcome is still a good 20 years to go before they reach its 30 years old mark. This only creates more uncertainty for them. Most buyers today are more cautious, and younger buyers with financial means will usually go for newer flats. For buyers with a tighter budget, they usually have no choice or bopian to go for such older flats. As a result, many aging flats may see softer demand, which could put downward pressure on prices in that segment. As seen in this newspaper article, more aging flats sold below 300,000. This trend will continue to increase as the lease gets shorter. This means the declining prices of aging flats will be offset by the rising number of MOP flats. This will help to stabilize the overall HDB resale price index. On top of that, with HDB continue to release thousands of BTO flats each year, some even with shorter waiting time, this will inevitably impact the HDB resale market. The key question we need to ask is, who will be your future buyers? Increasingly, many eligible HDB upgraders may opt for a second BTO instead of buying resale HDB flats. This removes a significant pool of potential buyers from the resale market. At the same time, singles now have access to more flexible HDB options directly from HDB. And some are even waiting for further policy adjustment, such as lowering the eligibility age. All these factors will create a double whammy to the HDB resale market. This leaves a smaller buyer pool, mainly new citizens with foreign spouse and PRs. While they are still important buyers, they do not make up a large enough group to fully support broad-based demand in the HDB resale market. So, the most important question is, in such a scenario, is it still possible to upgrade from your humble HDB flat when your flat prices will most likely remain flat for the foreseeable future? The reality is that as we age, loan tenure becomes shorter, which also affords affordability and monthly mortgage installment. Your risk appetite also seems to become more conservative. Maybe continue living in a HDB flat seems to be that, not a bad thing after all. But deep inside your heart, you must be wondering, I got so much ammunition in my bank account, earning pitiful interest only. While my friends keep upgrading their property to a bigger one each time. How can that be? Am I so lousy too? Here, don't get me wrong, I'm not asking you to compete against your friends. But if others can do it with calculated risk, so can you, correct? In my opinion, there are still opportunities that exist in today's market, even with high property prices. When the market is choppy, this is the window of opportunity to pick up good assets at attractive valuation. As I mentioned in my earlier video, you might have guts to enter while others will wait for the property market to crash. But what if it don't crash? From my experience, these undervalued properties are not easy to identify and require careful analysis and an experienced lenses to uncover them. Here, if you are keen to explore further, feel free to reach out to me. I can help you to customize a housing plan based on your financial situation and long-term housing goal. Here, hope to see you soon.